let's talk about the other neoadjuvant trial that's in progress or in discussion, B41 for HER2-positive patients.
B41 is a logical extension of the MD Anderson's experience with Herceptin in the HER2-positive subset, showing very dramatic response rates, and is going to look at paclitaxel plus FEC with Herceptin being given either all the way through the chemotherapy or only with the paclitaxel. At this time, the NSABP has pulled back out of that trial, and it will be hopefully carried on by the ACASAB group on its own. But it will basically be an attempt to confirm the results of the MD Anderson trial, where they saw a path CR rate of over 60% in patients who got Herceptin. It will be an opportunity to acquire biologic markers, much as we're going to do in B40, and will also address the concern about whether or not it's safe to give Herceptin through an anthracycline and a paclitaxel regimen without untoward cardiac effects.
So is the NSABP going to do a neoadjuvant HER2-positive trial?
That's in development, and it's probably going to be Herceptin versus alone versus the addition or substitution of lapatinib. The plan is to give AC plus docetaxel with Herceptin or lapatinib or both.